You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
There's two kinds of people right now, and how you're reacting to the virus determines that. What's the best way to analyze this? We call it Facebook theater.
Romeo, trust me, and I will prove more true than those who play the game with far more cunning ones.
More intriguing than a pair of thespians.
I swear.
Anna and Raven deliver a remarkable performance.
It's called the medium sketch.
The medium sketch?
Yeah, it wasn't rare, and it certainly wasn't well done.
And now, another edition of Facebook Theater.
We go to Facebook, and we select certain things that are showing up on our feed, and then we act it out for you. Today, Rosie writes, with this virus, anyone concerned of being out at restaurants, bars, eat, drink out? Question mark.
Trisha chimes in some reason with a waving emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just a button slip. Although it is scary, today is my son's birthday and we are going out to have an early dinner. We want to be cautious, but it's not like that Contagion movie yet. Although it seems like it's getting there.
Rita replies, we can't panic or isolate ourselves totally. Just don't go into very large crowded places. Stay at least 4 to 6 feet away. Panic is the problem.
Dave enters the scene very somber. 500,000 people get Lyme and other tick-borne diseases each year in America. We all still go outside, and very few take precautions or perform daily tick checks. Mm. I think perspective is important in times of media-driven narratives. Please make me emperor. I am smarter than all of you.
I think it's interesting that Dave went the Lyme disease route, because I haven't heard that yet. You know, we hear the flu, but I haven't heard Lyme disease.
I mean, Lyme disease sucks. You right. do get aches. You are fatigued. But I don't know a ton of people that are dying.
Well,
I'm sure some are.
We haven't really done the research, though.
Yeah. You know, to be fair, Dave, you might be right. You came out. You were very, you know, you sounded like you knew what you were talking about. Yeah. So a lot of people will just believe you. Good job, Dave.
On Facebook, Allison replies, I'm sticking to takeout. It's the perfect blend of social distancing and still contributing to the local economy. Smiley face, laughing tears.
Not sure she understands how packing food items actually works, but
no,
okay.
She's helping the local economy. I agree.
Jason comes in as the conservative voice. It's so frustrating to see how people aren't taking this serious. Major businesses, sports organizations, etc. wouldn't be losing billions of dollars for the flu. I pray those in your family stay strong and unaffected, but given the fact that you are stupid, you probably won't make it. Sorry, I added that part.
You added that last part.
Yeah, it's just an improv.
How come your Jason and your Dave sound exactly the same?
I can only make so many voices. Okay. I've got a really deep, sorry, my octave is just stuck there.
Amy responds, what Jason said with the finger pointing up. It's just not about those of us that think we won't be affected. We all have the ability to carry and spread to those who won't survive it.
Oh, my gosh, Amy. Karen comes in here. Let me give you my one other voice that I have. Karen sums it up perfectly, almost.
Use your girl voice.
Okay, here we go. So there's really two groups of folks here. The Armageddon group, who are very cautious, sold their stocks and have stocked up on TP and are self-quarantined.
Why is she English?
All my theater people are always English. Haven't you seen them? They're all, it's Shakespeare.
She makes a good point, so to say it clearly.
And then the Armageddon group are very cautious, sold their stocks and have stocked up on TP and are self-quarantined. And then there are the YOLO groups who are buying cruise, plane tickets and stocks and totally living it up. LOLs. So it depends on who you're talking to.
It is true, even though you could probably barely understand that the way Raven read it. She makes a good point. There's two kinds of people. There's the YOLO, the ones that are like, listen, I'm going to live my life and do my thing. I'm not afraid. And then there's the other ones that are like, you are contaminating people every time you walk out the door.
Karen and I are on Expedia as we speak right now.
I don't understand why they're all English.
It's just what comes out of me.